Howdy, Funky Friends. My name is Doug.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Ben.
I'm Mariah.
Kyle.
And
we're Raspberry Pi. And you're listening to WMUC-FM.
College Park. What's inside has got to come out? That's what the funk
is all about.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
been drinking all night together. Spent all my money for satisfaction. Now look today, she's gone away. Where to find her? No one knows. I've been walking from place to place, looking for my baby.
I've got Peter Criss waiting there for me, yes I do. Don't wanna say that. This is the Collegiate Sound for College Park, WMUC. This is Where It's Happening.
Thank you. Sorry, every day. Now I'm lying different, I recognize my. Thank you. Hey, everybody, I'm Isaac.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Zach.
And we're Hanson. You are listening to WMUC-FM.
Number 3 times already today, but I got scared. I put it back in place. I put my phone back in place. I still don't know if I should have called up. Look, just tell me, why don't you, if I'm out of place. 'Cause here's your chance to make me feel awkward and wish that I had never even called up this place. I saw you though today walk by with Hippie Johnny. I had to call up and say how I wanna take his place. So this phone call today concerns Hippie Johnny. He's always stoned. He's never straight. I saw you today, you know, walk by with Hippie Johnny. Look, I had to call up and say I wanna take his place. See, he's stoned, Hippie Johnny. Now get this, I'm straight, and I want to take his place. Now, look, I like him too. I like Hippie Johnny. But I'm straight, and I want to take his. I said, I'm straight. I said, I'm straight. I'm proud to say. Well, I'm straight, and I want to take his place. Now, I've watched you walk around here. I've watched you meet boyfriends, I know, and you tell me how they're deep. Look, but I think if these guys, if they're really so great, tell me why can't they at least take this place and take it straight? Why always stoned like Hippie Johnny's? I'm straight and I want to take his place. I'm certainly not stoned like Hippie Johnny is. I'm straight, but I want to take his place. I said, I'm straight. I said, I'm straight.
Turn up.